From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Mitt Romney, the 2012 Republican nominee for president, says he is not running in 2016. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, he announced it on a call with donors and supporters this morning.
Romney had been floating trial balloons, giving speeches and talking to donors in recent weeks. He said on the call that he was convinced he could win the nomination again, but that stepping aside would be best for the Republican Party and the nation.
I believe that one of our next generation of Republican leaders, one who may not be as well known as I am today, one who has not yet taken their message across the country, one who's just getting started, may well emerge as being better able to defeat the Democrat nominee.
Romney said he has been asked and will be asked again if there are any circumstances under which he might change his mind. And he said that seems unlikely. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
A UN Yugoslav tribunal in The Hague has upheld convictions of five men for their role in the Srebrenica massacre. NPR's Saraya Sahardi-Nelson reports an estimated 8,000 Bosnian men and boys were killed over 3 days in 1995 in what was the worst atrocity on European soil since the Holocaust.
Life sentences for four of the five defendants, who were high-ranking officials in the Bosnian Serb army at the time, were also confirmed by the tribunal. The fifth man had his sentence reduced from 19 to 18 years. All five had appealed their 2010 convictions for a range of crimes, including genocide. The atrocity took place a few months before the end of the Bosnian War, when 20,000 refugees fled to Srebrenica to escape Serb forces. The enclave, which was protected by UN Dutch soldiers at the time, was overrun by paramilitary troops led by Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic. He is currently on trial in The Hague on charges of genocide. Saraya Sahardi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
South Africa has granted parole to Eugene de Kock, a notorious apartheid-era death squad leader. The BBC's Andrew Harding reports many South Africans consider the move important for national reconciliation.
Eugene de Kock was nicknamed Prime Evil and sentenced to life in prison for his role in the abduction, torture and murder of dozens of black activists in the years before the end of racial apartheid in South Africa. But the tall, bespectacled policeman confessed to many of his crimes, worked with the authorities to trace missing bodies, and in recent months reached out to the families of his victims. And today, the Justice Minister, Michael Masuta, granted Mr. de Kock parole after more than 20 years in prison, in the interests, he said, of nation building.
The BBC's Andrew Harding. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 133 points, the Nasdaq down 13, the S&P 500 down 15. This is NPR. The president of Dartmouth is taking steps to reform social life at the college, including a campus-wide ban on hard alcohol. Allison Quance reports college president Philip Henlon is expanding on changes already underway within the school's fraternities and sororities.
The Ivy League College in New Hampshire has made news for allegations of extreme hazing and racism. Dartmouth is also one of more than 90 colleges under federal review for apparent mishandling of sexual assault cases. The hard liquor ban adds to a spate of reforms already proposed by the Greek system itself. Senior Taylor Payer said she had hoped the Greek system would be banned altogether.
It's going to promote sexual assault and binge drinking as long as it exists. And no amount of banning hard alcohol is going to solve any of that.
In announcing his plans, President Hanlon said that Dartmouth is not the only college faced with extreme behavior, but that it will seek to lead other institutions by saying no more. For NPR News, I'm Allison Quantz.
Poet and performer Rod McEwen has died.
Jean.
One of McEwen's hits was Jean from the film The Prime of Miss Jean Brody that starred Maggie Smith. He co-wrote the hit Seasons in the Sun, sung by Terry Jacks in 1974. McEwen was 81. Former rap music mogul Suge Knight is behind bars after a fatal hit-and-run near Los Angeles. A sheriff's deputy says he could face a murder charge. His lawyer says it was accidental and that Knight was fleeing after being assaulted. This is NPR News in Washington.